this ASN Kidney 360 podcast. I'm Yuhan Ng, Associate Professor of Medicine at the University of Washington. I'm joined by my co-author, Christos P. Argyropoulos, Chief of Division of Nephrology at the University of New Mexico. Today, we will discuss our article entitled Reconsidering Donor Race in Predicting Allograft and Patient Survival Among Kidney Transplant Recipients, published in Kidney 360 this November.
What are the three key findings of your study?
The three key take-home points of the study are, number one, the removal of donor race from the current KDRI model did not alter the overall model predictability of allograft or patient survival. Number two, when we removed donor race from the current KDRI model, we reclassified about 50% of the high KDPI kidneys into a lower KDPI category, and this may reduce kidney discards. Number three, further prediction models should focus on using relevant biological factors rather than social constructs when trying to predict outcomes.
How would exclusion of donor race impact kidney allocation?
In our study, we showed that the removal of donor race preferentially affected the high KDPI kidneys, kidney greater than 85%. We showed that about 50% of these high KDPI kidneys were reclassified into a lower KDPI category. These reclassified kidneys have better allograft or patient survival compared to those that remain in the higher KDPI category. This finding is important as it refines the risk definition of a high KDPI kidney, reduces kidney discard, and allow these kidneys to be more appropriately allocated. Why should we eliminate race from this prediction formula?
It is important to eliminate, quote, race from this prediction model, as we have shown in our study that, quote, race is a mere surrogate for clinical risk factors that traditionally predict worse outcomes such as diabetes and hypertension. The removal of donor race allowed for the clinical factors to account more directly for their effects on the outcomes of interest. It is prudent for us to remember that race is a social construct, and we should stop using it as a proxy for biological factors. Removing race will thus allow the transplant community to focus their attention on these traditional risk factors and seek ways to mitigate their impact on downstream transplant outcomes, for example, by revisiting allocation strategies.
What future biological or clinical factors could contribute to the prediction models?
As we move towards precision medicine, a future prediction model should consider not only donor biological or clinical factors, but take also into consideration the corresponding recipient characteristics so that potential candidates and their physicians can make informed decisions about the transplant.
In summary, we showed in our study that removing donor race from the original KDRI model did not alter the overall model predictability of allograft or patient survival. Donor race, a social construct, should not be used in the current or future models to predict allograft and patient survival in kidney transplantation. Even if donor race were a proxy for any heretofore unknown but relevant biological factors, such as the APOL1 gene variant, it's scientifically more rigorous to incorporate such biological factors rather than race in the calculation of risk for allograft failure. Thank you for joining us for this Kidney 360 podcast.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.